Hey guys, Chris Appleton here with the second episode of the Reach podcast, and very excited to get this started today. I really feel like it's exciting to do this podcast, and it gives me something really look forward to and able to just share my heart and have something where I'm able to talk and just really share. And I feel like the response has been good. I've actually had some really encouraging responses from folks that I really care about, and it's been awesome. I definitely appreciate the support and feel the love, and keep it coming. If you feel like this is encouraging to you and something that you're looking forward to, share it and spread the word. Let's reach out to folks and get the word out there, and hopefully it's encouraging to you and others. So it's really something I'm excited about. I'm actually here at home right now. It's a Friday night, about 9:42. My wife is at the women's Bible study at the church, and the kids are at youth, so I'm just kind of here by myself. I just watched the UFC fights. They were pretty interesting. And Ryan Rios came over, hung out with me, and we had some tacos and watched the fights. And I figured, now I'm here by myself, I might as well get some segments recorded and get the podcast out. I'll be getting them out every Saturday. And then sometimes throughout the week, I'll be blasting out a devotional, something like that, a few minutes, just something real quick to listen to, encourage you through the week, maybe something like that. But mainly it'll be on Saturdays. I work full time throughout the week, so it's hard to really carve out time to do something like this, but I'm going to make it a priority. I had two goals this year, two personal goals that I'll share with you. One of them was to start a podcast, and the other one was to start a book. And I know I'm probably not going to finish a book in 2 months. The year is going to be done, but I was like, I cannot let another month go by without at least getting one of these goals started. So that's what I'm doing with the podcast. It may be rough and, whatever, but I'm going to keep doing it, keep getting better at it, and hopefully you enjoy it. I'm using a new mic I got here, so I'm not sure how the pickup's going to be on this. I might just use the other one that I had and kind of use this one for the interviews when we have the interview segments, things like that. But I just want to use it for today, see how the pickup is on it, see how it sounds. Might be some background noise or something like that. This is a dynamic range mic, so it might pick up a lot of the movement in the back that the other one kind of cancels out. So I don't know. We'll see how it sounds. But either way, we're going to put it out, and hopefully everybody enjoys it. And now the second goal I had was to start a book, and I have a few book ideas and different things that I've wanted to do for a while, and I'm really just not sure how to start, and just do it. I feel like if I just sat down and just did it, that it would happen. And I don't know what is holding me back from just doing. I've actually laid out an entire outline of a book idea that I have called The Power of Servanthood. I have, of course, my life story I could do as a book. There's different ideas and different things, but I actually put out an outline with chapters and ideas, just laid it all out, and I still just haven't done the next step. So what was very interesting is I got a phone call while I was at work this week, and this guy came across like, Chris Appleton, what are you doing? It was really excited energy, and I love your podcast, you're gonna help me with mine. And it wound up being my cousin who I haven't heard from. And it's got to be 10, 12, 15 years. I'm not even sure how long it's been. And it was just so exciting to hear from him. And he told me that he wrote a book. He's writing a book, and hearing the podcast inspired him to start a podcast. And he's using the podcast to read his book. And if you want to find that one, it's called Do I Offend You? And I love the title of it. And he's sharing for the first 12 episodes, I think it is, he's just going to be reading his book that he wrote. And it was almost like the Lord confirming I'm on the right track with the podcast. And the next step is really getting a hold and doing the book, writing the book out. And so I'm asking you, if you listen to this and you see me, ask me, hey, did you start the book yet? You know, encourage, hold me accountable. And I really would appreciate that because I need to get that book done and at least start it. So I'm just sharing that. You know, my wife is such a blessing. She's always encouraging me and telling me, you know, get it, you can do it, you know, and with the podcast, and she's just behind me 100% with the book and everything. And I really think that I can just do it, you know, just get the book done and get one behind me. And from there, you know, the other ones will be a lot easier. I just got to open that part of my life up and unplug that well. And that way the Lord can just flow through it. And I really feel like something good's going to come of that. So anyway, just wanted to share a little bit about, you know, stuff I'm going through personally and, you know, just encourage you that if you have goals, do them. You can do it. You can get out and whatever your goal is, you don't have to set anything major. Set one or two goals and just start, you know, and we can't finish until we start. So we've got to at least begin. And, you know, the Lord says he's the beginning and the end. So he can be the beginning. He can help you be the beginning. So set the goals and then let the Lord be the beginning for you. Let him start it. Let him be that beginning. And then he's the end. Because what he started, he will complete. Bible says, be confident of this very thing. He that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So he didn't start that in your life just to leave you hanging with it. He started it to help you bring it to completion. So I just want to encourage you with that. Now we're going to start with a devotional. And this is part two of I Declare War by Levi Lusco. And I just want to go ahead and read it. It's in the Bible app. So I suggest if you don't have YouVersion's Bible app, download it on your smartphone, have this Bible app. It reads the Bible to you. It gives you updates every day to read scriptures, to just stay in the word, even if it's a scripture a day, even if it's a few scriptures a day, but at least having that Bible app there on your phone where you have the word of God flowing through your life. So this is part two of I Declare War by Levi Lusco on the Bible app. You can find it there. And part two, the title of it is The Secret to a Miserable Life. So growing up, he goes on to say, I was never allowed to go trick-or-treating on Halloween. I wasn't even allowed to go to those churchy trunk-or-treat hallelujah parties. My parents told me that Halloween was a night where pets were being sacrificed to the devil. So while you were out enjoying your pillowcase full of Butterfingers, I was at home praying that your chihuahua would make it to see the light of day. Regardless of how you choose to spend the 31st day of October each year, I have a theory about Halloween. One I think we might all agree on. My theory is that although Halloween is the only day where we wear a mask on the outside, we actually wear masks on the inside all year long. At the root of the matter, the reason we wear masks is that we feel insecure. We buy into the lie that we aren't good enough. So instead of dealing with the lie, we wear a mask as a defense mechanism to cover up the insecurity. Well, let me tell you this. Living out of your insecurity is the secret to a miserable life. Look at the life of Gideon. His journey from a miserable insecurity to vulnerability and finally power. Gideon was haunted by a low opinion of himself, and it made him uncomfortable with who God called him to be. The story of Gideon comes in the book of Judges at a time when a people called the Midianites had taken control over the Israelites, God's people. They were super stressed out, as you can imagine, and they did something they hadn't done even in their days of prosperity. They cried out to God. In response, God raises up what the Bible calls a judge, Gideon. 90 pounds soaking wet, was the deliverer God chose for his people. What he was doing when he got called. I'm sorry. It reads here. And what was he doing when he got called? He was threshing wheat in a wine press. Perhaps you don't live on a farm, so let me explain. Threshing wheat is an activity where you take a pitchfork, get a scoop of harvested wheat, and throw it up in the air. You'd always do it in a windy place so the wind could come through and separate the chaff from the wheat. The chaff would be carried away and discarded because the kernel of the wheat is heavier. It would fall to the ground and you could collect it and have it to eat. The problem is that Gideon was doing all of this indoors in a wine press. You see any problems with this plan? Why didn't he go out to a hill where they would normally do it, outdoors? The text was clear. The reason was fear. It is in this cowardly moment that the angel of the Lord, Bible code word for Jesus, shows up and greets Gideon as a mighty warrior, the opposite of how he looked and felt. You would think that it would be enough to convince him that he was the one for the job, but it is at this point that Gideon's insecurities pop up hardcore. To make a long story short, Gideon accepts the challenge, raises up an army. God planned on stacking the deck against Gideon in such a way that it would be unmistakable as to who the credit should go to when he was victorious. Now, there is a valuable lesson to be learned in Gideon's story. One that took place in the threshing floor before the battle of the first. Okay, let me start over. One that took place in the threshing floor before the battle of the fist comes the battle of the mind. The cure for insecurity is understanding your true identity. That is to say that when you know who you are, it doesn't matter who you are not. That's why God told Gideon he was a mighty warrior. Don't focus on what you aren't. Focus on what you are. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. Hello. And the good news is, for us insecure mask-wearing phonies, is that if we were the ones who put the mask on, we can just as easily take it off and begin to walk in the power and the purpose set out before us. Here's a few questions to ask yourself. What insecurities do I see in my life that I would be willing to address so I can begin to tackle them? What mask do I wear to cover my insecurities? And what are three statements I can tell myself when I need to flip the script in my mind and remind myself of who God says I am? The scripture for this is Psalms chapter 139, verse 14. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. That was the Passion Translation. I'll read it out of the New Living. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. And Judges, and then the story that we just read was Judges chapter 6, verses 1 through 40. So you can read that story of Gideon in your devotion time when you find the I Declare War devotion by Levi Lusco in your Bible app. Praise the Lord. So for my movie review segment today, I'm not really going to review a movie that I've seen. I'm going to talk about a movie that I'm excited about, that I'm looking forward to. It's in pre-production, meaning that they're kind of not even started filming it yet, but I am super excited about it. It is called The Passion of the Christ Resurrection, and this is going to be a sequel to The Passion of the Christ, and it's got the same actor, Jim Caviezel's playing Jesus again, the same actress playing his mother. It's got the same guy playing Peter, John, all those guys are coming back. Everybody's pretty much, you know, in their roles. What this is doing, the writer and director is not Mel Gibson for this, which kind of tripped me out. He's a producer on the film, but the guy who's actually directing it and writing it is Randall Wallace. Randall Wallace helped him help Mel Gibson on movies like We Were Soldiers, you know, different movies. So he has worked with Mel Gibson a lot in the past. I'm not sure why they're not giving, you know, the movie to Mel Gibson. He's the one who wrote and directed the first one, but, you know, he's a producer on it. Jim Caviezel is actually executive producer on it. And what they're doing with the storyline is they're actually going to do the 3 days Jesus spent in hell, you know, taking the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And when, you know, in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, if you remember when they were filming the devil and the demons and different things like that, they were creepy, man. They did a good job with the devil and all that. It's going to be that type of movie when he goes to hell and he sees, I mean, it's not going to be for the faint of heart. I can tell that right off the bat. So it's in pre-production right now. It says here, plot kept under wraps, described as a sequel to the 2004 film Passion of the Christ. I remember when we went and saw The Passion at Living Word. We went out, we had a whole theater, and I sat frozen watching that movie on the whipping scenes and different things that happened. I had to force myself to watch it. It was so hard to watch. And I have a feeling that if we can utilize this movie and the reach it's going to have, we can really impact people to begin that fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a lot of times people are just, they're not afraid of God anymore. You know, they're not afraid of the Lord. There's no fear of what he can do and who he is and how holy he is and how righteous he is. There's just no fear. And I believe that if we can see it in front of our eyes and really witness, you know, that what he actually did when he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and what actually happened down there, and how he took authority, and how he died on the cross and he endured the cross, but they put him in that tomb, but he didn't stay in that tomb. He rose again. And while he was there, he did some powerful things. And I can't wait for this movie. I think it's going to be incredible. So I was talking to my buddy, Pastor Ryan Beck, and he was saying that he was down in Hollywood the other day, and they were doing like a casting call for The Passion of the Christ too. And he has another pastor friend of his, and they brought this pastor friend of his into the meetings and the interviews because the director of the movie doesn't want anybody that's a part of this movie to not be sold out for Jesus and really about what their mission is with the film. And I thought that was incredible. And he has this man of God that's sitting in the interviews and sitting, and they want godly men around the script and godly men around these meetings and godly men around what they're going to do. I know the last time lightning struck the set and all this miracles were happening and all that stuff that was happening on the last movie, I'm sure they want an even more powerful atmosphere. And this is a way to pierce the darkness, even in Hollywood, because everything is getting darker. Everything is getting more twisted and more demented out there. But to have a spearheaded effort to keep a godly film with a powerful message to generate and cultivate hearts that fear the Lord and fear what God could do and turn their hearts to God and move in repentance, man, I'm all for it. I think it's exciting. And I think we should keep this film in our prayers and keep the cast, everybody in our prayers, and know that God is in the middle of it. And he's going to have his way with this film. He's going to use it to minister to people, to reach people that maybe have never heard the gospel and never would unless they went to a movie theater. And there it is, bam, you know, right there, the message of the gospel and Jesus taking the keys to death, hell, and the grave, moving in power in the midst of that darkness. And so haven't seen the movie. It's not even made yet. So there's a movie review of a movie that's not even made yet. Hope you enjoyed it. So next segment here, I am going to review a worship album. I highly recommend you check this album out. It is called Maverick City. And it is a powerful worship album. I don't know if you've had the chance to listen to it. The one who actually showed me the album was Ryan Rios. And this is a while back. He sent me, said, check out this song. And I was just like, wow. And ever since then, I've been listening to this album. It's been out for several months, but I just really recommend it. It's got some powerful, powerful songs on it. This one is called I Am Loved, and it's just awesome. I'm not sure if you can hear it. Just a song saying, I am loved by you. And it's just a beautiful song. Just usher you into the presence of the Lord. I recommend take some time, listen to the whole album, just meditate and let the Lord minister to you and relax your mind, whatever you might have been going through. Just put on those headphones and play that worship music and watch the Lord just begin to wash over your life and move you into a dimension of worship and His presence. I recommend this album. It's Maverick City Volume 1. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And let me know what song you like off of the album. I want to hear feedback and hear what the Lord is doing. So for the last segment, I just want to share a couple things coming up here. Of course, we have our Northern California Conference. It's in Bakersfield, California, and that looks awesome. I'm not going to be able to make it because of work, but it's on a Monday. But if anyone listening to this can make it out there, that's going to be an amazing time. Bakersfield, California will never be the same. I'm going to be following all the messages and all that and sharing them on Facebook and everything else, making sure that I stay in flow that way. But I just won't be able to make it out. I know that they had the men's camp going today, starting today. I wish I could have made it out to the men's camp in Camp Cedar Crest. That's going to be an amazing time as well. So let me see here. Upcoming events. We pray for Pastor Edgy, and he has a team. It looks like they have a team in Mexico. Just keep them in prayer. They're out there doing the work of the Lord in Mexico right now. And just looks like an awesome time. I was looking at the worship that they were sharing on Facebook. Pastor Lawrence was sharing the worship. It looked awesome, man. They had some young people that were just on fire for the Lord. And I just was so blessed to see that. So we definitely want to keep them in prayer. And I got invited to this men's conference. And it's pretty cool. It's called His Talks. And this is like TED Talks, but Christian. And they said that you have like a 10 or 15 minute block, and they filmed the whole thing, and it looks pretty cool from what I saw, like the old ones that they did. It's going to be at His Place Church. That's in Huntington Beach, California. And I guess the theme for the His Talks Men Conference is RE. So refuel or different rewords. I'm doing revolution. And I was just thinking about revolution and meditating on it. It's going to be on November 2nd. And I just want to, share about being a revolutionary. But also, there's different types of a revolution. There's a revolution of soil, in seed planting, seed time and harvest. There's revolution in governments and, different things like that. And then there's a revolution of the heart. And, it's just understanding that, every revolution starts with someone who says enough is enough. And I believe that we have to come to a point where we say enough is enough and be revolutionaries and be people that are going to make an impact and make a difference. So keep me in prayer with this. I'm still working on it and thinking about it. The ultimate revolutionary was Jesus, and I believe that He's the one that, ultimately revolutionized the entire world, all of mankind, past, present, and future. And that work that he did is complete. It's completed. The work of the cross is complete. All your efforts of trying to be holy and trying to keep up and trying to do this and trying to do that, the work of the cross is complete. And you just have to allow that to revolutionize your thinking about who you are, because you're enough. God made you. He designed you, and you're enough. Who you are is enough, and he cares. He loves you. He has a great plan and a great purpose for you. And sometimes we need to revolutionize the thinking about ourselves. So keep me in prayer on that one. I'm going to share my life story a little bit in this TED Talk style forum, and you know how God brought me through addiction and hurts and pains, and just how he's revolutionized my life, and just be open and see what the Lord wants to do. So keep me in prayer on that. We have some awesome things coming up, and the year 2020 is 2 months away. 2020 vision. And we've got to set goals. We've got to set vision, because time is short. Jesus is coming back. We have to make sure that the world is ready. The people around us are hearing the gospel and seeing the gospel through our lives. And they're not just hearing it, but they're seeing it through you. They're feeling loved. They're feeling accepted. But they're also feeling challenged and convicted because of the Holy Spirit that's in your life. And because of the boundaries that you've set around your life and around your heart. And they can feel that love, but they can also feel the Holy Spirit that's there. And they say, that's something that's different. You're not like us. You're not saying all these things. You're not doing all these things. There's something different about you. And you're not even going to have to say anything. They're just going to be open to accept whatever, Lord, it is, whatever you have to say. They're going to accept it because they see your lifestyle and that example. They're not hearing you say one thing and seeing you live another. But they're seeing that example of a revolutionary. A revolutionary is an example of Christ, an example of holiness, an example of the Spirit of God. So just keep that in mind. If I'm going to be a revolutionary, I've got to be an example first. Well, God bless you. I've enjoyed sharing this podcast. I hope you enjoy listening to it. If you do, share it. Tell someone about it. Get the word out there. I'm really having a good time with this. It's going to get better. I'm going to bring some interview some people, bring some great guests in, some different things, different perspectives, and we're going to reach. Thanks for listening. No matter what you're going through, no matter what struggle, no matter what hurt, no matter what pain, I want to give you two words today. Be encouraged. God bless you.